Let's see. Who's okay? We moved around. We're musical chairing it today with our guest on the line with us. A man I've been wanting to get on the program for some time, but our paths just have never crossed to the point where that were possible. I have admired him from afar. I'm a big fan of his. His name is Stephen Brunt, Canadian sports author, journalist, announcer, co-host on Sportsnet. .ca and of course also Primetime Sports and Sportsnet magazine. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, Angelo. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's great. It's a pleasure. I talk fishing anytime, my friend.
Oh, I know. And your name has come up on several occasions, and I'll tell you why. We have a mutual friend that kind of keeps me filled in on your fishing activities, and you're probably not aware of this. But Mark down at Paradise Villas,
Little
Cayman, yeah, he tells me about your fishing adventures.
Yes, he's a great friend, and I was down there in January. I go down there every year and fish the island, and it's one of many places. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Do you have a favorite form of angling, Stephen, or are you just one of those fishing nuts that just takes whatever he gets?
Well, I've been fishing since I was a kid, you know, fishing with my dad. I will fish. Yeah, I'm a fly fisherman mostly now. It's kind of self-taught, but I've been doing that since I was a kid too. And yeah, look, I do everything I can do. I fish. I live in Hamilton, so I fish, you know, kind of the west of here. I fish the Grand is kind of my home river, and I fish the stretch from Paris down to York. So there's all kinds of stuff in there. And then I fish everywhere I go. I have a place in Newfoundland. So I'm out there in the summer. I hope I'll be there this summer, you know, for Atlantic salmon and all kinds of great things, sea run trout. I fish warm weather stuff when I can in the winter. I was supposed to have been in Belize last week. Sadly, that got canceled.
Yeah.
And I'll throw a line for just about anything. It's my passion, and I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've decided to kind of, you know, live to fish rather than the other way around, right? Like, it's trying to arrange my life so that I can have fishing opportunities in different places at different times.
Are you, and I mean this in not in a negative way, are you one of those closet anglers? And what I mean by that is I have a lot of friends who are professionals who are just fishing dogs. They just love fishing. But unfortunately, in their line of work, they're surrounded by other professionals who don't fish. So they don't talk about it. They don't let them know that they're into fishing. Are you one of those?
No, I will talk about it, even if people don't want to hear it. And I'm pretty public about it. Like, I'm on the board of the Atlantic Salmon Federation, right? So I'm involved with angling on that level and the kind of volunteer level. And yeah, there's a bunch of us, right? There, you find the fishermen out there, So I'm quite happy to talk about it. It really is one of my passions.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to have to ask you about your biggest fish and best fishing adventure and all that, but I've got to take a quick break. I'm trusting you can stay with us for a couple of more minutes, Stephen?
Yeah, I'll hang in. Sure.
All right. Stephen Brunt on the line, Canadian sports author, journalist, announcer, co-host on Sportsnet.ca, Sportsnet magazine, Primetime Sports. Of course, for years, Bob McCowan's co-pilot, I guess some folks would call him. I want to ask him about that as well. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, and we have Derek Grandet on the board today, trying to keep us off the rocks, doing a fairly good job so far. Stephen Brunt on the line with us. He is the award-winning author and, of course, current columnist for Sportsnet.ca, Sportsnet magazine, and co-host on Primetime Sports, which is off the air, but you can access it through the internet. He was previously co-host on the Bob McCowan Show, as he liked to call it, Primetime Sports. Stephen, do you miss McCowan at all?
Yeah, we worked together for a lot of years. So, he's a legend in our business, obviously.
For sure.
But I'm working with Jeff Blair and Richard Deitch on a show called Writer's Block now in the afternoon. And we're having a load of fun doing that. It's been challenging, obviously, during this stretch doing sports radio, but we're still doing 3 hours a day and finding people to talk to and stuff to talk about and kind of keeping the community, you know, giving us all something else to think about during these tricky times.
Stephen, I have to ask you, we just had the Minister of Natural Resources, John Jakubowski, on the program a little while earlier in today's show. And what I thought was going to be an announcement for postponement of opening season coming up at the end of April, he said, in fact, they're not going to. What's your opinion of that?
Well, you know, it's I'm like everybody who's probably listened to this. I'm of two minds. When everything started coming down in terms of the pandemic, I know I was down in Florida at spring training. We all rushed home and we, you know, went into self quarantine. And the one thing that kind of kept me going was, you know, it's a month and a half from opening day. I can self isolate on a river. I do that in the springtime almost every evening if I can anyway on my little spot on the Grand. And you know, at least I'll have that, right? And and then you start it, you know, and then it's, you know, I saw Nova Scotia push their season back and there's questions about everybody. And I thought, you know, and a lot of people were saying they're going to postpone and they might even cancel, you know, the first half of the season. And yeah, look, it kind of broke my heart to think about it, but I understand. And I think I just heard you guys on the last segment, you know, it's not about the majority because it's like everything else. People are falling into line and doing what they're supposed to do by and large. But I understand that, you know, you don't want to create opportunities for people to do the wrong thing. Look, I could fish out there and not be within 100 yards of another. You know, I'm normally the only guy on my stretch of the river. I'm as isolated as you could be. But, you know, look, I get it. So I will take the guidance of public health officials. I'm going to listen to what the doctors are saying. I think we all need to be responsible. And look, you know, again, a lot of the access is cut off right now anyway, right? You can't, the conservation areas are closed, parking lots are closed, trails are closed. You know, I'm not sure if people are going to be able to get to the places they want to go to fish or if they're going to be able to launch a boat. There's nothing I would like to be doing in a couple of weeks more than being out for opening day, but I think there are bigger issues to deal with rather than going fishing right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I was hoping we'd just put this thing behind us and move on. But anyways, it's going to be interesting. The weeks as they unfold, we'll get a better story as we get towards the end of the month. How does a guy, let's put fishing aside for just a moment, if we could just sort of get into your psyche, how does a guy who has made his entire fortune, if you will, living persona status based on sports, and now all of a sudden, boom, they're just gone? Like, how do you even wake up the next morning? And, like, how do you deal with that, Stephen?
Well, I think I'm like, you know, a lot of people. Like, you deal with it by, you know, establishing routines. I'm busy, which is great. That's really helps because I say we're doing 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm writing a bunch of things for Sportsnet right now. I always have a book project on the go, so I'm working on that. You know, I try and keep in a routine and just kind of not look too far ahead. We have found ways to talk about sport. You know, Sportsnet is rerunning World Series games and the Raptors run last year. We're bringing in people who were involved in those games, people who can tell a great story. And, you know, very soon we'll start talking about how they're going to restart and how that's going to work. It's going to be really tricky, but that conversation is starting. It's changed daily life for a lot of us. It's, you know, it's not the only thing, obviously, a million different things. And I'm very lucky to have work. I understand a lot of people listen to this right now have had their work lives disrupted and are having financial issues right now. And this is the roughest time any of us will ever live through, I hope.
Yeah.
You know, I hope there's not a worse one. I it's a huge cliche, Angelo, but one day at a time, right?
I have got so many people right now writing on our chat board about Stephen Brunt, and they can't believe that Stephen Brunt is. You shocked a lot of people today, telling them that you're a fishaholic. I love this.
I say I'm not really a closet. Like, I do talk about it, but it's just I need a willing audience, right?
That's right. And I think this is going to change that moving forward. People are going to know that you're a fishing nut, which is absolutely. I've known for some time, I know, as I told you before, I know a lot of people who kind of prefer it to stay hidden. And they just enjoy it because for them, it's a very, it's a solitary thing. And they just want to kind of keep it that way. But anyways, regardless. Yeah. So I have to ask you, what is okay. the biggest fish and the best fishing adventure you have ever been on?
Boy, look, I've been lucky, okay? I've been on a lot of adventures, you know, and especially the last 10, 15 years or so when I really kind of committed to travel and fishing. So, like, I've been blessed. Biggest fish I ever hooked, I didn't land it, but it was about 110, 115-pound tarpon in the Everglades on a fly rod that I scrapped with for about a half an hour, and it almost killed me, and then it spooled me. It just went on a line up into the mangroves, and it's, you know, with a fly line and a backing attached to it, and it was, I couldn't turn it, and I couldn't do anything. There's nothing I could do, so it just went. It's amazing how fast that line could come off a reel. But that was seeing that thing come out of the water. You know, it wasn't, you know, I hooked them. It was only 6 feet off. We were out in a skiff, and you know, the fish was 6 feet off the boat. You know, laying up, you just kind of see the shadow, and it's a weird thing to throw that short a cast. You know, do a strip set, and then suddenly, you know, 50 yards away, this dinosaur comes out of the water, and you realize it's actually on the end of your line. So that's pretty cool. But you know, like I gotta say, like I have, you know, I've hooked exotic stuff, and you know, I got my first permit last year in Belize. I've done bone fishing. I redfish in Louisiana. That's an amazing fishery. But you know, I'm not sure anything's better than what I used to do with my old man when I was a kid. We used to fish small streams up, you know, tributaries of the Credit up near Georgetown where we lived then. And we, you know, if we caught a foot long brook trout, it was a monster.
And it was one of, right? I remember the same experiences with my dad. You know, you get one of those, and man, your week is just made. It's just a great experience.
And that's, you know, that's where I fell in love with it. So, and I've taught my sons to fish. They're both really, really good fishermen, better than me technically, you know, in terms of the way they throw a line. And there's nothing like fishing with your kids. I'm not sure there's a better experience than that.
There's nothing better. I'm experiencing now fishing with my grandson, and I got to tell you, it is even better than fishing with your kid. Not that there's anything wrong with fishing with your kid, but the grandchildren are special. Hey, I've got somebody on the chat board saying, Angela, please say hello to Stephen Brunt for me. Tell him that the tarpon are here and safe. We haven't had to start eating them yet. Ask Stephen about the earthquake on LC when he was here in January.
Yeah, that's my buddy Mark, obviously. Hey, hello to Mark down there. Yeah, I fish. There's a landlocked a lake there with tarpon in it, which is kind of a cool thing, and small tarpon, and you fly sight cast to them. It's an unbelievable little fishery. You know, almost very, very underfished and fantastic. But yeah, we were down there in January. We had a 7.77 magnitude earthquake and a little tsunami. Wow. Which kind of scared the hell out of us. We, by the time the tsunami warning came, it had already happened. And, you know, the tide was really low and the wind was down. So the water was glassy. But, you know, we looked out after the earthquake, which was really scary. We walked out and saw the water retreat, you know, going in the wrong direction.
Oh, wow.
And we're also kind of, it was still shocky enough that I don't think any of us really processed what we should have been running like hell at that point. But, I've been in little earthquakes before, but nothing like that. And if, you know, we're on an island, there's only a couple hundred people on that island, right? We all ran up, but people came with cars, horns honking, screaming, throwing people into the back of their cars, and we all drove up to the hurricane shelter, which is, you know, the highland there, as you know, is not very, it's not much higher than the lowland. So we all piled into and waited for the all clear. It was, in hindsight, it was a hell of an adventure, but I'd rather not do it again.
You've given us all adventures here today, just listening to you and connecting to what we take for granted, and that is the passion and love for fishing. And I really appreciate you joining us, Stephen, and let's not be strangers now that we've made the connection. I'm sure folks would love to hear about your fishing adventures going down the road.
Hey, I'll talk fishing anytime, Angela. Just call me, I hope we're out there soon, but look, let's stay safe, and let's do the right thing. And I'm optimistic that, you know, when things start hatching in June, we'll be back out on the river, maybe.
Stephen, where can folks listen to you now? Just give them an idea of.
We're Writer's Block during the pandemic is on 1 to 4 on Fan 590. So, and you know, the online version of that, so you can find us there. There's a podcast version, so please tune in if you're home doing whatever you're doing.
Stephen, you take care of yourself, my friend. We will talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Stephen Brunt, the legendary Canadian author, who I often said this to his co-host, the few times that him and I met face to face, I said, "You're lucky you got Brunt." And I was, that's McCowan I'm talking about. I said, "You're lucky you got Brunt working with you. He's keeping you afloat." And I do. He is a great sportscaster. He is a great announcer. He is a great writer. He is a prolific. He's just a sports junkie. And now we know that he's a fishing junkie. How cool is that?
Should be a new segment. I just messaged in the chat saying, Fly Fishing Minute with Stephen Brunt.
It amazes you, the people that fish. I'm always, and I've been in it all my life. I'm still amazed at the people who fish. When they come out, I call it coming out of the closet. When they come out and say, "Yeah, I fish." Yeah, what?